And then moving on to item eight, which is reports. And we have listed A and B. So we have trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences for item A. So under item A, are there any trustee reports from conferences or meetings attended? All right. Pass item A. On to item B, staff reports. Christina.
So just one update. The CPI is being released today, so at the next board meeting, we should have the COLA for the retirees. So it looks like so far it's going to be about 2.4%. We round to the closest half, so probably 2.5%. But the official letter from the actuaries will be in the next board packet.
All right, thank you. Any other staff reports? Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning. Two items really quickly. Last week, we issued the consultant RFP, so that'll be out in the market for the month of January with responses coming back at the end of the month. We won't be able to issue a quiet period for the trustees until we know who the respondents are, but just best practices not to engage with consultants during the pendency of this. The other item to note is Insight, who's one of our liquidity managers, announced the CEO is retiring. They're bringing in a new CEO from Great West. This is a very large organization. It's owned by BNY Mellon. It does not impact our investment team, so we'll keep an eye on it. But this looks like a low-impact event at this point.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Tim on those items? I'm not seeing any. Thank you. Any other staff reports? Very quiet group today, the first meeting in January. All right. Well, with that, we will now move into closed session. We have some items to cover in closed session. And we will adjourn to the conference room to my left and reconvene when we're done. So thank you.